Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sasha Banks and Naomi walk out of Monday Night Raw. And Ric Flair is indeed having one more match. For Tuesday, May the 17th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
And you know, as tag team champions, the target's on your back. There are other women's tag teams, you know, here in WWE. So what message do you have to send any of the other women who are coming after you?
Well, we feel it. We feel it. We feel it every single week, whether it's Raw, SmackDown, even NXT. We want it. Bring it. We're looking for a fight. So come find us.
The reigning WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Sasha Banks and Naomi, have walked out of Monday Night Raw. This doesn't seem like it's a storyline. It doesn't seem like it's innuendo or rumor. And it's been corroborated by WWE in a very out-of-character statement on WWE.com. And it goes as follows. When Sasha Banks and Naomi arrived at the arena this afternoon, they were informed of their participation in the main event of tonight's Monday Night Raw. During the broadcast, they walked into WWE Head of Talent Relations John Laurinaitis' office with their suitcases in hand, placed their tag team championship belts on the desk, and walked out. They claimed they weren't respected enough as tag team champions, and even though they had 8 hours to rehearse and construct their match, they claimed they were uncomfortable in the ring with two of their opponents, even though they'd had matches with those individuals in the past with no consequence. Monday Night Raw is a scripted live TV show whose characters are expected to perform at the requirements of their contract. We regret we were unable to deliver, as advertised, tonight's main event. Now, this all began early in the night. PW Insider reporting that Sasha Banks took issue with some of the planned creative for Monday Night Raw and the main event. It was set to be a six-pack challenge to determine the top contender for the Raw Women's Championship. Both Naomi and Sasha Banks were set to be a part of that match. They reported to PW Insider that Sasha Banks had met with Vince McMahon, and when Vince McMahon did not change the plans to something that Sasha Banks was more willing to do, Sasha Banks, quote, wouldn't back down on her issues and then left the taping. Naomi, Banks' tag team partner, left with her as well. Fightful Select add details to this, saying that Naomi was originally scheduled to win the six-pack challenge that was also set to feature Doudrop, Nikki A.S.H., Asuka, and Becky Lynch. And according to Fightful Select, Naomi was set to be the next challenger for the Raw Women's Championship. Now, this would also be referenced on air, as well as this statement that was put out by WWE. Corey Graves, on commentary, mentioned that Sasha Banks and Naomi had, quote, unprofessionally left the arena. It's rare that you have WWE acknowledge so loudly and boldly somebody, there's something like this going on behind the scenes. I'm thinking now and back to like Stone Cold Steve Austin in 2002 taking his ball and going home. That's one of the times I can think of where they've done stuff like this. I'm sure there are others, and I'm sure that you'll let me know if there are any that come to your mind as well. But this is a story that will no doubt have more to come from it. And we will keep you up to date on it at cultaholic.com. Our top story this morning. Last night, Sasha Banks and Naomi walked out at WWE Monday Night Raw.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It has been confirmed Ric Flair is indeed having one more match. So they put out the statement to the press yesterday that Ric Flair will walk the aisle at the Nashville Fairgrounds in July at the event called Ric Flair's Last Match, a Jim Crockett Promotions and Thuzio event streaming live exclusively on Fight TV. Now, this comes after a few weeks of videos emerging of Ric Flair and Ring of Honor's Jay Lethal going through training drills, even putting on, like, just to put Ric Flair back through his paces, it seems. You can watch both videos featuring Jay Lethal versus Ric Flair in a training capacity on Ric Flair's YouTube channel, and it's been no secret that Ric Flair has said for many years he just wants one more go around, and he is getting it. Fightful Select are reporting this morning that the match is already set. It won't be a singles match featuring Ric Flair. It'll be a six-man tag team match, and it's not just Ric Flair who's making a comeback in this match. So, according to Fightful Select, Ric Flair's last match, the event by Fight TV, we will see FTR teaming with Ric Flair to face the Rock and Roll Express and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Ricky Steamboat had a real shocker when he returned, about a decade ago, at WrestleMania. And he and Chris Jericho had themselves a blinder at Backlash the month later. Unfortunately, health issues meant that he couldn't continue this comeback story, but some time has passed and it looks as if we're getting a comeback for Ricky Steamboat as well, at least in this one match. So Fightful Select reporting that will be Ric Flair's last match. FTR teaming with Ric Flair to face off against the Rock and Roll Express and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. That'll be airing live on Fight TV around the world. And you'll be able to watch it live on July the 31st from the Nashville Fairgrounds. Tickets for the show, if you want to be there live, go on sale on Friday the 27th of May at RicFlairsLastMatch.com. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, check out 10 of the craziest pro wrestling lawsuits. Natalia being sued by a prisoner for being, quote, an evil dominatrix. That's a thing. That's a weird sentence you didn't think you'd hear this morning. You can check out an unbelievable list waiting for you at youtube.com/Cultaholic. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, in case you missed it, a brand new episode of the classic Raw review dropped last night as myself and Jack Atkins watched Monday Night Raw from back in 1996, the night that Vader attacked Gorilla Monsoon. One of the most wild segments on Monday Night Raw in the mid-90s. We're not even at the Attitude Era yet, and it's already getting very spicy. Very spicy. Adam Pacitti is back tonight on twitch.tv/cultaholic for See You Next Tuesday. Classic game shows and just an excuse to wind up Adam for a couple of hours. It's a good time. And for the latest on our breaking news story this morning about Sasha Banks and Naomi walking out of WWE Raw. And for the latest wrestling news everywhere else, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.